There's two of them? Like, a pair of nerds? Nope, more like the pair of nerds. Hey, it's me once again, KenParrish.com, along with my co-host,
Rista.
That's right, this is podcast number 166, Pick Up Sticks, Lick and Licks.
I thought we agreed we wouldn't do that anymore.
Oh yeah, probably not rhyming anymore. My bad. And yeah, this is podcast number 166, Black Friday Rule, which
whoa. Colored Friday.
Oh, yes. Actually, I think that's the inappropriate way to say it.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I think so.
So yours is the right way.
Mine's the right way.
Huh, so I'm just an insensitive bastard.
Pretty much. What's on the pipeline for this week? We're going to be talking about games we've been playing, along with news, new releases, and a fuckload of deals of the week, because it's Black Friday in the States, which means it's Black Friday on the world. Seriously, there's a lot of deals.
Oh, yeah, definitely lots of deals.
Okay, great, man. Last thing that happened last week was that it was my birthday.
Yay!
And
now you're 27.
I am 27 now. Yeah. And I got a lot of awesome gifts from my friends, which is really
like amazing. What?
Well, my wife, I almost said girlfriend, my wife got me Bayonetta too, which is pretty awesome.
That's good. For what system? The Wii U.
With Bayonetta as well, which we'll talk about in a bit. Some jackass got me Mario Kart 8.
Who's that jackass?
It was you!
It's me!
Which is awesome, because I bought the DLC right away, and I'll talk to you about that after. And then Brown Bear, our buddy Brown Bear, got me Super Smash Bros. For Wii U. And he also got me a $25 gift card to EB?
Yeah, sure, totally.
All right, well,
it was Brown Bear, but I'll take credit.
Oh, Brown Bear got me that as well, which means I'm going to buy
everything.
eShop Nintendo point card and buy Shovel Knight, because I was listening to Classic Leeds podcast, and they're talking about how great that game is. So
yeah, I heard that game is good.
Yeah, well, yeah, I like how you're about to say great, and then
yeah,
the
I was, but then I
the last second you turned and said good. That game was great. Yeah, so I got, as you can tell, I got a lot of Wii U games, which is pretty fucking awesome, because I'm about done with my Xbox 360 and my PS3.
I'm getting there. I am. I really am. But I don't want to retire until I hit the 75,000. I'm so close.
Oh, for the achievements?
Yeah, I'm like 73,000. I want to be known as a pro or a master, whatever that last ranking is before I leave.
All right, fair enough. I've decided I'm getting a PS4 as opposed to an Xbox One. I've always been leaning towards a PS4 anyways.
Yeah.
But I've made it official. But we'll talk about that too. I guess I can bring it up now. I want a PS4, and the bundle that that Best Buy is having for Canadians is that you get the PS4 and it comes with The Last of Us and GTA 5.
Ooh,
really? I'm pissed off about that. I actually wrote a whole article called "Why Are You Okay with Buying the Same Game Twice?"
But it's Grand Theft Auto 5, which is improved graphics, first-person shooter, long-distance details, so you can see things from even a greater distance.
Hold on, I had no problem with GTA 5 graphics. Better graphics, a different point of view to me. That first-person thing to me is DLC.
Yeah, but you can play as dogs and eagles and goats and everything.
Yeah, but who cares? I already own the game.
Yeah, but that's your fault.
Why? For buying a game that was freaking...
Think of it. I just got this game like a few months ago.
Yeah, and would you buy it again?
If I never owned it, for sure.
Exactly. But now if you do own it, what you do, would you can buy it again? Would you buy the PC version now that you already own the game?
I would buy it, maybe, depending on what the PC offers.
It offers what the next gen console offers.
Probably. It depends.
Really?
Maybe. I don't know. It depends on
I wrote a whole article about that saying, like, why are you people okay with this? Like,
but would you have been okay if they didn't give any games?
No, give other games.
Like
that's my whole.
What's other
that's
games
what makes
to
me,
you?
Well, there's a Destiny bundle. Little Big Planet
but
3.
But everybody has
out.
Destiny. So therefore, it goes back to your argument.
What do you mean? Destiny
are we
is,
okay with, you know, releasing the
Destiny
same...
was released on old gen and new gen at the same time.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. GTA 5 just came out November 18th for PS4 and Xbox One.
I don't know. It didn't come out for those PS4 and Xbox One.
Yes, it did.
Did it? I thought that was
that's
a whole
argument.
I don't know. I thought it was a whole spiel about how it's like now the next gen console has, you know, but it has a better version.
No, it just came out for PS4. That's why this, the Best Buy bundle is a PS4 with GTA 5 and Last of Us Remastered.
But it's Last of Us Remastered.
I have Last of Us.
But is it remastered?
It's already HD.
It's better you graphics. More... You can play as animals.
What better
you can
graphics?
See the distance, too.
Who fucked the distance? I sound like Jasmine. I can go. Oh, was it Hercules?
I was like, when did Jasmine say go?
One of them said they could go to distance. Oh, no. Was it Hercules? Oh, I can find my way. Finally, I can find the distance. Okay, I made that up, but it sounds like a Disney song, doesn't it?
Not sung by you, though.
No.
It seems really creepy.
Yeah, so that's the thing. It's like, I want a PS4, but the game that they're offering is, like, fucking remastered or HD or versions. Like, I don't want
The Last of Us again.
I'm looking at The Last of Us right now.
I think
right
Xbox
now on my shelf.
One has a Assassin's Creed Unity bundle.
Fuck Assassin's Creed. I don't want Assassin's Creed. I also bought Assassin's Creed Black Flag for the Wii U. Because it was $10.
And? How was it?
I haven't played it yet.
Ah.
I have a lot of shit on my shelf right now.
That's
that I have
good.
To go through.
You should get that looked at.
But yeah, I don't care about... ooh, a flash sale. PlayStation. Sweet. That's going to put on the news.
You do know you're probably going to get a lot of, like, angry responses for your opinion on how people find it acceptable.
Oh, yeah. I already did. Here, let me read you a couple of them. So I wrote a whole article saying how I don't understand why everyone's okay with a Tomb Raider Definitive Edition. Dogs, it's the Definitive Edition. Metro came out with Metro Redux. Mind you, Metro is 4 years old. But my whole point is, why are you guys okay with buying the same game twice? The only reason why you're buying the same game twice is the same reason why you bought the HD collection, because there's no other way to play these games. You can't play GTA 5 for PS3 on PS4 because it's not backwards compatible. That's always been my argument. Remember I said the same thing with the HD collection back in the day?
I was there.
And fucking what happened? Exactly what I said happened. They came out with HD versions. Now the difference with that is that a game from 2002 to 2014 does look better in HD. It's sharper. It's crisper. And again, you're not able to play these games on those consoles regardless. But, you know, 10 years is a big difference. 1 year is not a difference. That's what I'm saying.
Think of it kind of like buying the PS4 is like that bundle is like an upgrade package. Yes, you get the game that you already bought, but you get an upgraded version of it, meaning you can get rid of your older version for X amount of money.
But what am I going to do? Like,
Kijiji, maybe?
I don't want an upgraded version. I want a new game. I don't want the same game I already have. Once I'm done a game, I'm done with it. I'm not going to play Last of Us again. I don't care if it is remastered.
But it's remastered.
The game came out last year. It's been 1 year. And this is not saying that the game is bad. The game is a great game. It's just the fact that it's the same thing. And why are people... Sleeping Dogs, Tomb Raider, all these things. That I don't understand. The game just came out. You can't get any more HD or remastered than what it already is. Final Fantasy X... And it makes sense. Those games are HD for the first time. It's been like 15 years since I played the last one. It comes with two games and trophy support, which wasn't
maybe
there
it's an attempt to grab any people who don't have the PS4.
Which is
no,
fine,
like,
because
if
you
I,
never
I
play
have
these
a 360,
games, that's
so
fine.
Let's say at the moment I say I don't want a console, but maybe I do decide to get a console, and I, you know, looking at the bundles, it's like, you know what, the PS4 offers two great games, Grand Theft Auto 5 and The Last of Us remastered.
Which I'm fine.
So maybe
yeah,
it's not
absolutely fine with
intended
that.
For you and other people in your position.
No, but here's my argument. If it was backwards compatible, you can play them anytime. Mm-hmm. It's just a cash grab. They just want you to buy it again.
And what do people say? You're a loser, you're
great. Alright, so here are the comments. Someone wrote, the same reason that if I have a movie on DVD, but I want all the extras and extra visual refinement, I may just go and buy the Blu-ray.
That's true.
That's true, but I said I understand from DVD to Blu-ray, but not Blu-ray to Blu-ray.
Yeah, but then there's like the Lord of the Rings, like not talking about Blu-ray, it's like Lord of the Rings, you know, Director's Edition, and Lord of the Rings, Director's Cut.
That I find to be stupid as well. But that's my argument. You're buying the same thing for a little bit different stuff. It's like, fuck, it's just a little bit of something changed, something small. Like, how many fucking Star Wars versions are there? And I'm sure people buy them all the time. Doesn't mean it's right.
But if they're okay with it, shouldn't you be okay with it?
But I'm not. That's the point. I'm saying, why are you guys doing this? Stop it. Stop allowing them to do this to you. So that's why I'm saying, I understand from DVD to Blu-ray. To me, that's PS2 to PS3 on Blu-ray. Okay? But I don't understand, if I bought Ghostbusters on Blu-ray, I'm not going to buy Ghostbusters again on Blu-ray because it comes with a fucking commentating pack. For $40. Mind you, these games are still $70. It's not like they're selling the games for $30.
True. It should have been.
These are brand new
but
titles.
Also keep in mind that if you buy that one, you get $1 million for the online given to you. Yeah.
For GTA 5?
I kind of do because I only have like $20 online.
Anyway, someone else wrote to me saying, from Blu-ray with lower quality and less content to Blu-ray with higher quality and more content. Blu-ray is Blu-ray. There is no such thing as lower quality Blu-ray. It's Blu-ray.
I can't argue it because I don't know enough about it if there is such thing as a higher version of Blu-ray to a lower version.
They're not going to release a copy of Evil Dead and it says 1080 and release another version of Evil Dead and it says 1080.
Or maybe it'll be 1080, 1080 and then a new version that's 4K.
Then that's not Blu-ray.
Oh.
4K to 1080 is a different medium.
I can't argue because I don't know enough about DVD formats.
Anyways, so he goes on to say, hell, if it's not even something I do personally, but isn't it entirely too easy to see why someone would? No, I don't understand why you would buy the same thing twice. I don't. I do not understand that. Someone else wrote, my logic is that in an era where BC, backwards compatible, is pretty much dead and you're getting higher res and frames and all the DLC I never bought included, this will be a nice $15 pickup a year or so from now when I'm craving said masterpiece and don't want to hook up my PS3, DLC, and extra visual, whatever. Remasters are a valuable asset to have in the first few years of a console's life when the flow of games slows. That, and it's kind of necessary for those who never played the first one when The Last of Us 2 releases exclusive for PS4 spring 2017. The people who buy both for full price at launch, though, I will never understand. That's my point.
Yeah, okay. You know, I expected a lot of hate, but it seems...
No, with, I'm reading the good ones, so here's the hate ones.
Within reason.
Some guy said, the same reason people are dying for a Final Fantasy VII remake. If you're absolutely, if you absolutely love a game, why wouldn't you buy a better-looking, better-platforming version? To which I wrote, gotcha, I'm not arguing about Final Fantasy VII.
And in all fairness, like, I had Naruto Shippuden... Like, I forgot what the third one was called. Ultimate 3, whatever.
You could say anything, I believe
no,
you.
No, I can't even think of it now. But shortly after, they released the full Burst version, which is the same game with improved graphics.
And Street Fighter does that all the time.
But with better animation stuff. And it is believable because they have side-for-side comparison, and it is nicer. But I was okay with what I got. And I was going to pick it up because you could buy this DLC for $10 or buy a disced version for $49. Right? Yeah. I was like, oh, I'll pick it up in the future whenever it goes on sale. My girlfriend bought it for me for my birthday. And I'm like, why? It's $49.
Now, imagine spending $600 on a new console for the same games you have.
Yeah, but you don't buy it for the same games. You buy it for the console.
But that's all I'm getting. That's my point.
What, the console?
Yeah, if I buy a PS4, I'm getting the fucking same games
I
already
have. Yeah, but you shouldn't view it that way. You should view it as you're buying the console, and those are bonuses.
But that's not what it is.
It's like you buy a hat and I throw in a pair of socks. You already own a pair of socks.
I know, but I'm saying that fucking GTA 5 and Last of Us are like the best-selling things on those consoles. It's the same games, because there's nothing else out there.
Yeah, but you're buying a console.
And this guy's argument with Final Fantasy VII, Final Fantasy VII's fine if they remake that. That's what everyone wants, because the game came out like fucking forever ago. I'm not talking about a game that came out last year. The guy didn't read he only read the headline. Some other guy wrote, why are you okay with buying the same game twice? Why would anyone ask this type of question when there are people buying annual franchises every year? What's the difference? There is no difference. I think that's stupid for you to buy Assassin's Creed again every year and Call of Duty every year as well. The only difference is it's literally not the same game.
But
it's same
I kind
idea.
Of disagree with you a bit because it's like the way I view it is like it is like... Your intention, like, if you had to choose between the two consoles and you're going based on the extra bonuses, then, yeah, I can see why you'd say like, it's dumb. Like, I really want the PS4, but I have the games. But if you're set to buy the PS4 regardless, even if it's games you have or don't want, that's just an extra incentive to buy it. What you can do if you really don't want them is honestly list them at full price or $59, Grand Theft Auto 5, you know, the new version, you know what I mean? You can do whatever you want.
It's not about me not wanting it. It's about the fact that they're even doing it.
But they're not charging you for it.
No, not these copies, but they're charging other people for it, and other people are buying it.
So your argument isn't the fact that it's the bundle. Your argument is the fact that they're releasing games that already exist.
They're releasing games a year later that already exist.
So it's not about the copies.
GTA 5 is already out. Last of Us is already out. Why would you re-release it on a PS4 and Xbox One so people can buy it again? Because people will buy it again from what I've learned.
I don't know. If someone bought me that bundle, I'd be happy.
Exactly, because you never played those games before. So I have.
So sell the copies.
I'm saying...
Give me your copies when you get them.
No, the thing is that they're even, like... How dare you even sell these games when... Like, these are last-gen games. You understand that? Last of Us and GTA 5 are last-gen games. I'm buying a new console and you're selling them again? You wouldn't have to sell them again if you were backwards compatible. Okay. If you're backwards compatible and you came with the games, fine. I'm okay with that. But you're not. These are brand new games on these brand new consoles that we've already played before.
Okay, I can see where you're going with that. Yeah, in a way, I just think you're looking really too deep into it.
Hell yeah, I am, because I'm looking at PS4 top-selling games, and it's all fucking games already
played. Yeah, but someone can easily say, just don't buy them. Maybe the intended...
Then I have
maybe
nothing.
The intended audience is for those who haven't played them and had the opportunity. Think of it, like they released Kingdom Hearts 2.5, Kingdom Hearts 1.5. Like,
yeah, that's fine. Those games came out 10 years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, but it's, I guess what I'm trying to get is it's for those who haven't played it yet, and they can experience the better version. For those who
that's
have played
saying.
It. And you want to experience the better version, then buy it. If you played it and you don't care...
What makes it a better version? It's already
there's
easy.
More you could... Like, there's more into it. You know what I mean? There's more weapons.
What,
there's,
the fucking grass is sharper?
But it's graphical. There's more items in it. There's more vehicles. There's more planes. You can be animals. And for the Grand Theft
so
Auto,
that's all DLC. That's
which
DLC.
Is fine, but would you pay DLC for that then?
I'd buy a DLC for that, yes, for $10. I'm not going to spend $70 again on the game. I'm not going to buy Grand Theft Auto 5 because it comes with first-person mode.
They might release it for DLC for like $10 or $15.
That
yeah,
buy,
but
it's fine. That's
as of
is.
The moment, it's for those maybe who haven't had the opportunity to play the game. And you know what I mean? I don't know. I don't know what their intention is for these bundled
yeah,
games.
Yeah, I know what their intention is. Hey, buy the same game twice because we have nothing else to offer. Both consoles.
Yeah.
The biggest Xbox sale was fucking Halo Chief Collection. That's nothing but a whole bunch of HD collection. Now, mind you, it is all...
Yeah, but at the same time, it's also for fans. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I buy certain, like, the Naruto 4 Burst. I had it. I easily could have returned it. I had the receipt, and my girlfriend said, go ahead and return it. But it's like, no, it looks nice. Not the fact that you got it for me, but it just looks nice, and it feels like, you know, it supports what I enjoy. And for the Halo Chief Edition, whatever, it's like it's for those who are big Halo fans. They have all those games.
No, I'm fine with that, but that's my point. It's that it's the same
yeah,
game.
And people are okay with that.
That's my...
It's
okay
because
with
it's
this?
It's what they support.
No, they should be upset that the games aren't backwards compatible. Okay, fine. Walking Dead came out on PS4 and Xbox One. What the fuck is different between those two versions? Nothing.
What, the original season 1 or 2?
I think it was season 1.
Okay, because it's not on those consoles.
Why not? They should be backwards compatible.
Yeah,
but
it's just that's not the way the system is designed.
That's my
like you could buy a car and you realize you know why you know my other car was able to do this, but why can't this one? It's like it's a different, you know, it's a different vehicle or a different console. It's not what it was before. Yes, they could easily combine it to make it better, but they didn't. Why? Because they just chose not to. Is it for money? Maybe it's
like,
for more
oh,
money.
These are games. These are games for people who haven't played a game before. It's like, chances are you have if you're a gamer. Like, if you're buying a PS4, it's probably because you had a PS3 before.
But if it's to the point where people are upset that you know, it's the same game. I'm not going to buy it. They don't end up buying it, right? But those who did play the same game end up buying it could be because they just want to have them all. They want to have all the Call of Duties. They want to have all the Battlefields. Like, you know, Battlefield 4, yeah, it's good. I was happy with Battlefield 3. I only bought Battlefield 4 because I want to add it to my collection. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. There's just people are weird. People do weird things and they can't really explain their behavior.
But you understand the craziness behind buying.
Well,
the
of course.
Same
they
game
release,
twice.
Like, you know what okay. I mean? But sometimes you will buy the same game twice because, like, let's say you own Borderlands.
Mind you, this is coming from me who bought
yeah,
Sonic 300
like you
times.
Buy like Borderlands 2, and then within a year later, you got Borderlands 2 Game of the Year Edition, which is pretty much the same game. You already bought all DLC, but for some reason it adds extra, or you just want it for the sake of wanting it. You can't really explain human behavior. It's weird.
It's
but
fucking weird.
The corporations understand people will...
No, they're explaining
exactly,
it,
but
what they're doing.
That's what
yeah.
business is. They will murder children just to make a buck if they had.
And that's my argument. Why are you allowing this?
Because they want
it's
to
It's the same thing with Assassin's Creed. People have been so angry at Assassin's Creed because the game is bugged out as all shit. It's because you kept fucking buying a stupid game every year. That's why
yeah,
it's buggy.
Yeah, but at the same know, time, it's like point, the company rushed it and caused problems. Understand?
You know you had to spend money to open up a box in that game?
I don't know. I've never played the game.
Like, you know the item boxes?
Like, what do you mean item boxes?
Like, you open up a box, like sure. a chest, and there's a fucking item in it. You understand the concept of opening a box in the game.
I don't think the other Assassin's Creed had boxes to open, at least that.
Or a chest. Chests, or something. I don't know.
I'm thinking Legend of Zelda for something.
Anyways, in order to open up some of these boxes, you have to pay with real money.
Okay, but that's a choice, right? Same thing that's with a lot up. Of like the soccer up. Games and stuff like that. People will pay to open card packs in hopes to get players that they want. You know, like soccer players, football players, they'll spend hundreds of dollars just to get their perfect team.
I just don't like that these people, like everyone, even you, you're all defending it. Some guy wrote right now, well, no one's forcing you to do it, so what's the problem? That's not the problem. The problem is that you fools are buying it. Why are you buying it? Let them come out with
the new
games.
Because they're fools. Let them be fools.
That's not right, though. Like,
so, okay, let's think of it this way. Let's say everyone agreed to what you're saying, and they don't support it.
Yeah.
Then what happens if that company all of a sudden doesn't do so well and can't? You know, doesn't decide to release any more Assassin's Creed.
But they do understand, like, when the PS2 came out, there was no fucking remake or anything from before, from last gen.
Yeah.
There was nothing. It was all brand new IPs. This one is the exact same games before, except it's a lot more expensive.
Some can argue that it's not easy coming up with new games. How do you come up with a game that's different?
What are you talking about? It's the gaming business. Figure it out. They figured out Devil May Cry, Bayonetta, fucking God of War. That's all new IPs. What the hell
happened? Yeah, but those are the... Those are, think of it like as movies as well. It's
and that's
how,
a problem too. Stop watching remakes.
Yeah, you just
no,
you run
I'm
out of
my
like,
Jerry
you know,
Seinfeld voice.
Yeah, you run out of ideas. You can't always make the same.
So
would
don't.
You rather them make the same game with a different title, like instead
they
of Assassin's Creed Unity?
It's Call of Duty and Battlefield and fucking Medal of Honor.
But those are named games. What if they release the exact same game called like Space Jumpers Man? Would that be more acceptable?
I'm confused.
Like. Just picture as if, like, it's the same game. Okay, picture, like, the new Call of Duty Advanced Warfare. Let's say people are upset with it because it's the same game every year. But if it wasn't called Call of Duty, and it was called something else, would people still be upset? Or would they say it's the same as Call of Duty?
The same as Call of Duty.
Probably. Like, you know, people, like, on the creative aspect, it's too much of a risk to try to make something new.
For $70, you better make something fucking new. That's my argument.
It's hard, right? Like, again, it's $70 that you chose to spend.
And that's my
right?
problem.
In
why
hopes.
Are you spending it?
Because
exactly.
people are fools. They have they
that's
hang
why,
on to that hope.
Okay,
it's like,
as
oh.
long as you admit that people are fools and not defend people, the companies who are making it, that's my argument. Like, this guy said, why are you, no one's forcing you to buy it. It's the fact that they exist for others to buy. That's my problem.
It's the companies are business.
Exactly.
They'll do what
and
it takes
freaking...
to sell. They'll sell you a piece of shit
exactly.
and call it Call of Duty, but... It's, you know, the consumer's choice to purchase it. And it's
my
like
question
people
wasn't
buy
why are
that
they
kind
making
of stuff.
It. My question is, why are you buying it?
In hopes that it's better.
The game came
you know,
out a year ago.
But you hope that, oh, well, if they release another one, maybe this one is a lot
it's
better.
Like
then you buy in terms of it,
and
it is
GTA 6. It's GTA 5 and GTA 5.
Yeah, and then people are looking at it like, wait, maybe this one is better. It probably is better. Let's buy it. Let's see
I
ourselves.
I think
check online. The reviews are amazing, right? Like, what do you? How can you? You know, you don't know till you buy it. Like Advanced Warfare, I heard is actually a good game and it's
too.
Fun. You know, so let's say the last people who bought the last Call of Duty games are like, oh, it's the same shit. I'm not gonna buy anymore. But then you see, it's like, but what if this one is better? Right? Then they buy it. Same thing with Assassin's Creed. Oh, the last one, Black Flag, was good. But what if this Unity is better? Then they buy it. It's, you know, the hope that you would think the next one is better. Either it is or it isn't, but people buy it just to find out.
Anyways, not a lot of people agreed with me, which is fine, because that's the point, to create a conversation. But I still don't understand it. I don't understand why people would buy. Same thing with movies. If the guys who made the movie case, I don't understand. Like, I bought The Amazing Spider-Man. And I'm not going to buy it again if there's another edition, which I'm sure there will be.
Well, let's hit more towards your field. Why get Mario Kart 8?
It's a new Mario Kart game. It's literally called
difference?
Mario Kart.
It's still karts?
Not Mario Kart 7, again. Not the 3DS version of Mario Kart on a Wii U. It's Mario Kart 8.
But what if they called it Mario Kart 7 Remastered and had the exact same
it.
Content? Like, same content as Mario Kart 8, so you would just
no,
say it is better?
No, it has the same content as Mario Kart 8, it's not Mario Kart 7, it's Mario Kart 8.
But they call it, but it's the same content as 8, but they call it 7 Remastered.
I'm confused. So it's the 7,
okay,
it's,
so
the, it's number 7, they just changed the title only and put it on the Wii U and called it a day.
No, it's the 8, but they call it a 7. 7.5.
But it's actually the 8th game. So it's not a 7.
Yeah.
They could call it 7.5 or Remastered, but it's a completely different game.
what makes it any different?
That 8 has, which 7 doesn't.
Well, maybe that's what Grand Theft Auto 5.5 has.
It is the same game. It literally is the same game.
Have you played it?
I haven't, but I can tell you it's the same game.
You buy, you play, my next 2 weeks review. Man, Grand Theft Auto 5 is so much better.
It's not a good game. I'm not denying that.
No, like, so much better. Like, it's much like, more. I don't know. It's just all I know is, like,
Mario Kart Wii. If they came out with a Mario Kart Wii U remastered version, I'd buy that. You know why? Because the last one wasn't in HD. This one is.
Okay, what about the Smash Brothers game? Why couldn't... How's that any different than Brawl?
Oh,
the only thing is...
How different that is than Brawl.
More characters, so couldn't they just use that as DLC?
That's why Nintendo's not a good argument. Because Nintendo went from basic or whatever to HD. Last of Us is HD. Last of Us Remastered is HD.
But it's HD-er. No,
they're both fucking 1080 or 720.
I don't know. I never graduated from school of graphical technology.
I research these things. Like, Last of Us, fine. I'll give you this. Last of Us for PS3 is 720. Last of Us for PS4 is 1080. Really, people? You're buying a $70 game for a fucking little bit more resolution?
That's a big difference. I'd buy two of
them. It's exactly the same. You won't even notice the difference.
You look closer.
Why would you look? That's my point. People are so fucking resolution.
Well, we don't even. Here's the thing. We don't even know what the sales of
it was.
The new remastered
it did fucking
is, right?
Amazing. But, it was the game of the year again.
Like the original could have been. Yeah, but they put game of the year on everything.
Game of the year games.
They put game of the year on everything.
It's like the fucking,
everything.
It's like the books.
How Way to Hell is like game of the year, and I've
like
never heard
that
of
say, like, New York's top bestseller.
Yeah, number one bestseller. It's like the game, the book just came out. How is it the bestseller? You know what I mean? Like, it's just a shitty title they put on everything. You know what I mean? So it's like game of the year, but for all we know, sales of The Last of Us, the first one, the original, was probably like 10 million. And the sales of the remaster is like probably like 500,000
yeah,
or 1 million.
Yeah, it's about a million, I'd say.
You know what I mean? So it's like, what if that million is those who've never played it, or half of that million is those who knows? I'm not an analytic sitting office dude who, you know, does stuff that figures stuff out. I don't know. All I know is people are buying it because they have the money, I guess. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know. But if I was getting a PS4, I'd get that bundle
because
that sounds sweet as dick.
Games. You don't. You can't look to your right and literally see those games on your shelf. I'm going to have 2 copies of GTA 5 on my shelf.
I'll tell you.
What am I going to do with the old one?
That's
I
the
only
concern.
Keep the old one.
Don't keep the old one and sell the new one for full price. But you know you want the new one, and you're in hopes you're selling the old
one.
But I want
to play Grand Theft Auto with my brother still.
So keep... You can still use a new one on
no,
the old, can't
PS4.
You? Or no, you can't. So just sell there. Sell the new
person mode. No, I'm joking. Anyways.
But yeah, like, again, you can't explain human behavior. It's
but you
weird.
Do agree
I do
that
weird
it is
things.
Stupid
you
to buy
do
the same
weird
thing
things.
Twice.
Of course. And, you know, Sonic buying
shut
it 10
up,
times.
Shut up. No, that's
you're dumb for doing that too.
Shut up.
But. It's not though.
Just
you know what I mean?
I
like,
own...
you can't say the game was 30 years ago. Yeah,
no,
but it's the exact same game,
Sonic,
just on
I
a bigger
screen. I can
explain
Sonic, okay?
It's your it weird fetish.
Because I own
yeah,
Sonic
everyone has
Sega Mega Collection on a hard disk, and I also bought the digital version, so I wouldn't have to get up and put the disk in. And I also
right,
bought
you know,
it on
that's
DS,
your reasoning.
And I also bought it on my phone, and I also bought it on.
You might be able to explain it. Like some people just maybe they're hardcore Assassin's Creed. I will own every
well,
single one of them. The iPhone
Sega
one, everything.
Doing it because like some idiot keeps buying this game.
And exactly, and they'll keep doing it. And they're like, look, another one. Sales went up by one. It's just, you know, it's they give you the choice. It's cocaine.
You know
that's
what
it is.
Reminds me of? Remember when in
what?
The Simpsons when Frank Grimes was trying to tell everyone how crazy Homer is? And everyone's like, shut up, leave him alone, right? That's how I feel.
Okay.
Where everyone's like,
you're the only sane person, and everyone's insane. Then
like
you,
that no one else
well,
is
you
seeing
the
problem. Like Frank's like Grimy was like, doesn't anyone see? He entering a contest for kids. Shut up. Let him talk. That's what I feel. It's like, don't you guys see how crazy this? Shut up. Don't buy it. It's like no.
But here's
Sony
the thing.
Xbox.
Like, this is the world, right? So it's like you can either
Which
go against it or
I'm
just go
to
with
help
it.
You people, you the listeners.
But no one's asking for help.
You know what?
If I want my cocaine heroin, if I want my heroin shots, and you're saying, dude, you probably shouldn't do heroin, and I'm like, back off me, man. I need it. It's like, you know, you tried. No one listened. You did your due diligence.
And no one's
now you go on with your merry life.
That's my point.
No, and exactly because I chose to be addicted to it. You know, I chose to try it. I chose to keep buying it. I've, you know, been offered the help and I chose to decline it. You did the best you can.
Yeah, you know what?
You know, fuck,
forget it. You know what? You all win, okay?
You did.
I'll buy a
when
PS4.
20 years from now, when everyone's like, man, why didn't anyone ever try to stop us? You have the right to say, I tried.
You know what,
and people are like, man, you really did. I should have listened to you.
I called this with the fucking HD collection in 2011, because I quoted myself, because I'm lame that way. I called it.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, ooh, why would you buy HD collections? I fucking called it. I said it was going to help. Here's what I said in 2011. Quote unquote, I would not be surprised if Sony decides to re-release their library of PS2 games with an HD upgrade and trophy support like they did with God of War Collection. And you know what? If they do, we would all buy them all over again. Damn you, Sony, and your marketing ways. This is 2011.
And people did buy it. And people... Yeah, people ended up buying it.
I was the one who was against it.
Yeah, you know, they can honestly sell a game and don't even put the disc in there and just put shit in there. And they can advertise as, you know, the best shit you'll ever buy. People will buy it. They'll bitch and complain about it. Then you find out there's a sequel to shit in the box and you will buy it. It's just the way the world runs in this messed up place. But you tried. You did. You called it. You're saying it. I agree with you. It's stupid. But not understanding the full aspect of it, maybe people don't, you know, don't care.
No, I know they don't care.
They need their cocaine.
Let them talk. It's like, man, isn't it weird that you guys are all buying the same game? Shut up.
Yeah, they don't want to know the truth. They want to live their world. If buying Call of Duty, Battlefield, the same game 10 times in a row and always complain about is what they want, then let them have it.
So upset. Like, that's for the new Avengers show, like, Agent Carter. I'm like, I don't give a fuck about Agent Carter. Like, I really don't. Like, fuck. I'll still watch it, though. Anyways, well, I'm glad that we're not on the same page. No, that's good. That's good. I like how when everyone hates me.
It's not hate. I don't hate you. I see what the companies are doing. I see what the people are doing. And I understand that everyone has their own, you know, the right to do what they please. I accept it. It's okay.
I'm okay.
It's good.
It's a good way to open up a podcast.
It's a good way to get. It's good that you got off your chest because it clearly bothers you.
It does. It really does.
So you know, might as well let people know. I'm kidding.
No, it really does because I'm gonna spend $600 on a costume.
You're spending $400 on the console.
Yeah.
But coincidence, you get the games.
Yeah.
If the cashier, when you went to go buy the console, you went to the cashier and scanned, like, oh, you bought a PS4, here, have a cookie. And you're like, well, I already have Oreos at home. You know, it's like, but it's just take it. You don't want to eat it? Just throw it out. Sell it. Eat it. Have sex with it. Do whatever
you
like.
What am I going to trade it for? Infamous Second Son? Actually, that's not a bad idea. Knack?
Yeah, just, that's not a bad idea. Choose a game that you want. Like last year, whatever, and I can guarantee you, someone will instantly trade it for your new Grand Theft Auto. They'll be, oh, fuck, this guy's selling it for The Last of Us not remastered. Deal. I don't know.
Just then I might want to try it. Whatever.
Yeah,
I just think it's too silly, too soon to remake the same game that just came out a year ago.
And they're probably gonna release the same one or the DLC for both. Or who knows? But you gotta give them credit. At least they're giving you free freaking DLCs. Which is nice. I got that going for us.
What games have you been playing?
I think last time we spoke, I said I played about Grand Theft Auto 5.
Yep.
And then I never said, I don't think I played online. I talked about that.
Yeah.
I played online. I'm so lost and confused.
Yeah, you should see when the game first came out. Ugh.
Why? Everyone was lost and confused?
No, it was just broken. Beyond broken.
Oh, yeah, I heard, and then they gave
everyone money for it.
Yeah, and I was like, damn it, why couldn't I play this broken game back then? Because it sucks that you can't bring your online, like, your story mode money into the online world.
Yeah.
I want to own a nice, fast car. I want to own an apartment,
a
condo. Like, you know, I want all that stuff, but I don't have the money for it. You know, but I took a little break from it, because I've been working late, so usually I try to play an hour, you know, but...
Something
haven't
you know.
Been able, you know, I haven't been able to play it, you know, so, you know,
you know.
But I played online. I forget that when you press pause, the whole world doesn't stop for you.
Yeah, because you're playing
online. So I'm just in the middle of the road, and I'm like, all right, what's going on here? How do I? What are these jobs? What's the crew? And then, you know, some guy just shoots me or runs me over with a car. And I'm like, oh, what an asshole. And then I try to go after him, and then, you know, it's fun. I enjoy it. I just so want more experience, you know, I'm saying you know a lot, actually.
You are, yeah. It's, like
it's because you mentioned it now, I'm always saying
you're
it, you
all
know?
Nervous
yeah,
about it.
I'm like thinking, like, you know, you just have to censor with a swear word or something just to off balance it, you know? but I played where I was online and there was a mission, I think it was like Titan, capture the Titan or some shit like that. It was basically a giant jet you have to steal. It's like recommended level 40 something, my level 2. I'm like, why not? Someone texted me in the game, I'll do it. What's the worst that can happen? The game started and everyone was just on their own. They get to the end, they steal the plane while I'm still trying to figure out where I parked my car. And then it's like, mission complete, $50,000, you grew 2 levels. I'm like, I don't even know what happened. I'm not mad, sure, I'll take the free money. But it seems like people are just grinding out missions, the easy ones, just for the money.
Yeah, that sounds about
which,
right.
Which is okay, whatever. You do what everyone online. And then there's those times where people are all participating with each other, doing silly stuff. But it is definitely a game for the online aspect. Either you make friends or you play with friends. If you play on your own, it's just you feel lost and sad.
Yeah, that's why I wouldn't mind playing with you. I would love to play with you. And my brother. It's a lot of fun.
I'm going to be playing the new version, you know, on the PS4. You want to play that one? Oh, no, you can't? Okay. But yeah, it's still good. It's still fun. I enjoyed it. I haven't left off. Where I left off is where I just got Trevor. And the whole intro to where he's sleeping with the biker's girl. And
do you know who that biker was?
No. Is he from Lost and Damned?
Yeah, he is. He's the main protagonist from Lost and Damned.
I didn't even know that.
Isn't that crazy that he just kills him?
Yeah, it's just weird. And it was a little gruesome. I was like, Jesus, I thought Trevor was going to be a laid-back, cool guy. This guy's like
Trevor's a crazy son of
a maniac.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's... I just got him. I haven't done any mission with him except for, you know, trying to scare off the biker gang, and that was pretty much it. One of the things that bothers me a little in the game, because I do like to... not necessarily achieve, but I do like to attain, you know, goals... It just sucks when you beat the mission, then it tells you, you know, you forgot to take a shit in the toilet. It's like, wow, fuck. Now I gotta play the whole entire mission just so I can take a shit in the toilet? Why didn't you just tell me you're playing, you know, this mission, you know, take a shit in the toilet, beat it within 10 minutes, and get 20 headshots? So at least I know what to aim for.
Yeah.
It kind of feels like they force you to replay it if you want the gold. And obviously I want the gold, so I replay it. But that's like pretty much the only thing that bothered me a little, but not enough to, you know, reflect negative on the game. But yeah, it's good.
Play online together. I love playing online.
Yeah, we could. I don't even know if I can play with you.
Why not?
I think I still have to complete like 20 online missions or something.
We can play together.
We'll figure a way. But yeah, besides that, I haven't really played anything. But what games have you been playing?
I actually been playing quite a few games since it was my birthday and all. So I did buy Five Nights at Freddy's on my iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
And I that game was terrifying.
You made it to night 5 though, right?
No.
Oh, what night have you made it to?
4.
Okay, but you grasp the game.
Yeah, I understand it.
But is it now still terrifying / startling to you now that you've made it that far, or is it more of a challenge? And you
now
kind
it's
of...
a challenge. Now when I play repeatedly after, like so many times, it's
you
more
know
of a
what to expect, you know what to do, and you just want to complete it. That's what you want to aim for.
Yeah.
And then occasionally
it still
something
startles
will...
me.
Yeah, but startle will startle anyone. It's still not
exactly. Like when I first got the game and I was playing it, I fucking jumped because of a text message I received. So I was playing a game. I was so into it. I had the headphones on, and someone went, and I'm like, yeah, because I was so like entranced by it. I started reading online about like the theories and stories behind it, which got me more intrigued.
Okay.
I liked Five Nights at Freddy's more than Five Nights at Freddy's 2.
Okay. Why? Because there's more to it?
I just feel like there's too much in part 2. Like there's more robots, there's more like the vents, the flashlights, mm-hmm. a way to defend yourself, which I'm not a big fan of. I like being defenseless.
But I think the defending is only for that one specific robot, isn't it?
Oh, that would explain it. I don't know.
I think only one of them that always comes in is the one you have to put the mask on. Yeah.
Oh,
And the others, I don't know how you defend them off. Because there's no door, is there?
No.
Okay, so maybe that is how you defend yourself then.
Because sometimes they'll be standing in the hallway, and I'll just put my mask on, and then they'll go away eventually.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So I played both of them. I reviewed both of them, giving them both an 8 out of 10. I'm like, it's not like the second one improved on anything, because they only came out like 4 months later.
Mm-hmm.
So I gave them both 8 out of 10s. I enjoyed both of them a lot. I still play them every once in a while. It was $2.99 on the iPhone, so it's like...
Yeah, it's not bad.
$4 for... And my only complaint was that it was really short.
Which on the first one?
Both of them. They're both very short. Because it's only 5 nights, right?
Yeah.
Every time I was telling everyone about this game, and they're like, oh my god, you know, how many nights are there? I'm like, 5.
It's called, but you gotta nights. Get to it, though.
Yeah, it's called... But it, I mean, it's like, the name says how many levels there are. It's like, it's 5.
Well, actually, the first one, I think, has 6 nights.
Oh, is there 6 nights?
Fucking yeah, after game. You beat the 5th one, there's like a bonus night where there's like Golden Freddy or something.
Also,
like
this weird thing happened when I was playing part two, when everything looked like Atari for a reason.
Really?
Yeah, like it went into this weird looking Atari game where you control Freddy.
Huh. That's I guess, would you say it's like the robot's perspective?
No, maybe. No, it looked like Atari. It wasn't from his point of view, it just looked like Atari.
I
looked it up online. It's some sort of like Easter egg that happens every once in a while.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Where it looks like Atari graphics with the scan lines and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, you just play this little...
I thought you get to see through his view and everything looks like, you know, Atari-ish.
No, you see him. It's like, think of like an Atari game from like the perspective of like Pac-Man or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of which, my sister also got me the Commodore 64... ColecoVision Flash thing.
You can play a bunch of Coleco games.
Yeah, you can play a bunch of ColecoVision games on it, which is pretty cool because that Coleco, I had a ColecoVision. That was like one of my first consoles.
Mm-hmm.
And that controller is...
No, you're not as old as you seem. It was your brother's.
My brother, yeah. My brother's 36, 37.
But yeah, you did own one.
Yeah, so. I did own one because you used to play with me too, right?
Yeah.
When they actually had the giant floppy disks.
So that's what those were.
Yeah.
I never understood it. I just know they're giant-ass floppy disks.
So, we used to play that with the ColecoVision, and the controls are so dumb. Anyway, so this Flash, I forgot what it's called, Flash Forward or Flashback or whatever, ColecoVision Flashback, it has like 60 games on it. It doesn't have a lot of games that I know of, but it does have Choplifter, which I'm a fan of, and it has War Room, which is another good game.
And a good movie.
And the cool thing is that it also comes with little templates for your controllers.
Yeah, as if like... I think back then that's how it was as well.
That's how it was, yeah. So you know to know what number 1 and number 3 did, you put this little skin above the buttons that say 1 makes left, 1 goes right, or 3 goes
yeah,
right.
Yeah, and then any other game like that 1 could be, you know, plant a bomb. And, you know, they each game had their own controls, hence why they had the cards to put it in.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's fucking awesome. My sister
it's cool.
That.
It's a cool thing to have.
Yeah, and there's some games on there that was made, like I was looking through all the games, and some games are made 2013. There's like a homebrew title.
Oh.
And it's really cool because it's like, oh, some dude just put this game together and it's really fucking awesome.
That's cool.
I haven't played as much as I wanted to because I've been playing other games like Bayonetta. I completed Bayonetta. I played the fuck out of that game.
One or two better?
One. Well, I haven't played two yet.
Okay, sorry. When I heard Bayonetta, I thought you played the second one.
Oh, so yeah, Bayonetta 2 comes with Bayonetta 1. And time I played Bayonetta was, let me look at when this game came out.
A long time ago.
I'm looking at the back of it. 2009? 2010?
Oh.
Anyways, it's been a while since I played Bayonetta. And I only played Bayonetta once on Xbox, and that was it. And I played it again on the Wii U. And this isn't just a regular port like I thought it was. They put some real love
into
this.
It's a HD remastered version.
No, I wouldn't say it's an HD remaster because the other game was an HD.
This is HDR?
No, I wouldn't say it's HDR at all. I would say it is an upgraded version. I would say, you know, it's a port. It is a port. That's what it is.
All right.
Now, the only difference is that the Wii U... Fuck, it is a next-gen console. The only difference is that it came with it. So...
Yeah. But you already have it, Kevin.
I do have it. I do have two of them. I guess I don't feel so bad because this one says Bayonetta 2, and the other one says Bayonetta only, so... So I don't feel so bad. But yeah, so I did play it again because I wanted to see... I didn't remember what the story was or anything. And fuck, my whole argument just went out the window with that little Bayonetta statement.
We can edit that out.
Fuck, take it out. So anyways, fuck, it really threw me off because I'm like, shit, I just lost everything. Any kind of like legitimate argument I had just went out the window with me going, I got Bayonetta 1 again. But yeah.
Bayonetta
So they put some love into this port because you can actually use the gamepad touchscreen.
To do, like, what?
To battle. Like, you can click on enemies, tap them, and she'll do all her attacks and all that. You can move with the touchpad and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't, because it's stupid, but, I mean, it's there.
It's there.
In some moments, you played Bayonetta, right?
Yeah.
Remember that when you're, like, riding a motorcycle or that long segment at the end that they kind of reference Space Harrier, where you're, like, shooting at these dragon things that are going by?
Yeah, yeah.
You can use the touch screen for that, which was perfect because it was more precise.
Compared to, like...
Like, instead of you going all the way to the right and shooting targets, I just tapped on the targets and it got shot at.
Cool.
So, that helped a lot. I used the touchscreen for that a lot.
It's not like that was, like, difficult as it is, it but wasn't. That's it a situation where it actually improved the gameplay.
It did improve it, yeah. There was costumes, like, Bayonetta was already filled with Sega references, like, the Outrun music is in the background, mm-hmm. like, twice. There's a lot of references, like, when you go to buy, like, weapons, he goes, I heard this in a video game once, what are you buying? And I'm like, yeah, Resident Evil. Like, little cute things like that. There's so many references in Bayonetta. But they did have it, the other thing that they did show for Nintendo Love is that there's four new costumes exclusive for the Wii U version.
Ah, for Bayonetta 1.
For Bayonetta 1. So those costumes included, besides the ones that already come in the game, like in-game costumes, these ones were Nintendo-based ones. So you have Bayonetta dressed up like Link from Legend of Zelda.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't just change her weapons. Whenever you beat up enemies, instead of collecting like halos or rings, which is also a Sega reference, they turn into rupees.
Nice.
And anytime you open up a box, it goes da-na-na-na, like the Zelda sound.
So it's as if like it's not just a skin. It's like basically, I wouldn't say a game mode, but it's like it actually alters the game.
It does, yeah, which is cool because like anytime you collect rupees, it even does that sound that a rupee mm-hmm. would make.
That's so cool.
What's the other ones? And also, like I said, the box. When you open a box, it does the da-na-na-na. The other one is Metroid. You could dress up like Samus in a robot suit, or her suit. And if instead of shooting her guns, you get to shoot her cannon.
Cool. See, I like how they did it. That actually makes it, you know, that little extra thing they added kind of feels like you're playing a different game.
Yeah. And the cool thing is that when you, during cutscenes or during any time in the game, you can put her visor on or off. And yeah. I had so much fun during cutscenes doing that. So she'll be talking and I'll put the visor up. And then when someone's about to attack her, at the last second, I'll put the visor back down and it'll show her like fighting with the visor down. And then when I'm done the battle, the visor goes back up. Just because I can.
Yeah, you like make the game. Like, I don't know, it's as if you're producing a movie and you're like, alright,
that's exactly what I'm doing. It's like how in Metal Gear you could control the camera and stuff.
Yeah,
and
I was just thinking that as well, how you could just look around.
So, and then the other two costumes is one inspired by Super Mario Brothers, where you get to dress up like a Princess Peach sort of style, but more like sluttier.
No, okay.
She has a thong and stuff, and she has like a little Mario pouch on the right. And the other one, you could dress up like Princess Daisy from Super Mario Land, which is Luigi's girl, the girl with the brunette.
Yeah.
And she has a little Luigi pouch. Both these suits don't really add much, but they are different costumes. But in this case, when you defeat enemies, instead of collecting rings, you collect coins.
Nice.
So it actually makes the coin noise whenever you collect it.
It's the little things that make
things. Yeah, exactly. So, awesome. I mean, the story is batshit crazy. Something about being 500 years, fucking don't remember what you're doing, you come back from the dead, who the hell knows. But, I mean, the story is pretty great. The gameplay is fucking awesome. And it's so much happening on the screen. It's just so much. I forgot that, like, halfway through the game, because I had guns in my legs and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I had swords. And then they gave me another weapon, which is, these things that just turn into flames. I was like, wait a minute. What if I put those things on my hands? And I forgot you could put swords on your feet.
Swords on? I don't even remember that.
Yeah, I don't think we did last time. I think we never knew that was a combination we could do. We used to keep only the guns.
Interesting.
Yeah, so you can put swords. So I'm breakdancing on this pole, and she's slicing enemies up. Oh, so much fun. And I put in Bayonetta 2, because I did complete Bayonetta 1, so I want to review Bayonetta 2 after I'm done. I did put that in, and right away there's a reference to Sega. When remember that Joe Pesci-like character?
Home that Alone? Fat guy? What do you mean? What fat guy?
The guy who was smoking a cigar at the beginning. There's a guy from who you buy stuff with, and then there's that fat guy who just sounds like Joe Pesci. He's like, forget about it.
I don't really remember, to be honest.
Anyways,
last time I played is in 2011? 2010?
Maybe. Anyways, he goes, you still owe Alex the Kid some money. Alex Kid is a Sega Genesis game. Or Sega game, I should say. So it's a little reference. Little reference I noticed, I picked up.
I wonder how many people actually got that.
I put on Miiverse saying, like, oh, that nice one, Sega. And everyone else is like, wow, I didn't even catch that. So, and thank God for fucking Miiverse, because and like this share stuff. Because back in the day when I had to review a game, I had to film what I would do before when we first started the site. I would film the TV. So if you watch the Spider-Man Web of Shadows review, those are all filmed off my TV. That's why they look so bad. Then I bought a DVR so I can record the video game footage, put it in my computer, and then print screen as the video was showing to get a screenshot back in the day. Now, all I gotta do is upload it to my Facebook as private and then save it and then just upload it.
Just like that?
Yeah. So if you look on the in the review for Bayonetta, you'll see like her in the Metroid suit and the Bowser suit, and that was all done with in-game. So,
wow.
It just saves so much time.
Technology has gone so far.
So Bayonetta 1, fucking awesome. Bayonetta 2, so far, so good. Really enjoying it. But I'll get there more because I had other games to play. Because I had a review game called Geometry Wars 3.
I heard a two, and I didn't know there was a third one.
Yeah, so they sent us a press release saying Geometry Wars 3 was coming out soon, and they gave us a press release with all the screenshots and all that. And then I asked them, hey, since I put this up, can I get a review code? And they gave it to me really fast. Didn't expect that. So I was playing Geometry Wars 3 Dimensions, and the cool thing is, you like Geometry Wars, right? Everyone likes Geometry Wars.
It's fun.
It's a fantastic arcade shooter type of game that you can just pick up and play. There's an adventure mode now. Ooh. So you actually, like, you got to progress through levels by building up stars. And how do you get stars? You got to collect high score points. So the first one is collect 10,000 stars, or 10,000, those little things that you blow up and you collect.
Yeah.
So you collect 10,000. You have one star. That one star opens up the next door. So you go on and go on. But every level is different. Sometimes it's wave. Sometimes it's, like, kill these enemies within this time. This
survival.
So they're all different, right? The thing is, though, it gets really hard. So when you get to a boss, it'll say you need 15 stars. Say you only have 13. You got to go back to the original ones you played and try to beat your high score to get another star. But you can also use those things that you collect to upgrade your ship or your drone. You have drones now. So you're going to have a dude next to you shooting as you're shooting. You can have a dude next to you collecting those things. You don't have to go collect them yourself. That's what I always chose. Because most of the games are about collecting high scores anyways.
Yeah.
So it does progress that way. So you go around, you shoot, you can upgrade your weapons to like power-ups and stuff like that. And also the biggest change is that the game is in 3D now. So it's still a top view like shooter like Geometry Wars is.
But they added like, I guess...
The maps are 3D.
Oh, okay.
So instead of like a flat surface, you're on a sphere. So you could go around the sphere. Think of like Mario Galaxy when you go around like a level.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the level's like. So you're shooting and your bullets are going around to the other side. And shit could appear behind you or on the other side of the sphere without you knowing. But that's just one level. Sometimes it looks like a level of a pill. Sometimes it's like a flat surface that's tilted on the edges. So that was the biggest thing, which made me understand why the game's called Geometry Wars 3 Dimensions.
3D!
Yeah, 3D. I was like, oh my god. I understand the title now. On top of that, there's a local multiplayer, and there's online multiplayer, there's leaderboards, and there's also, for those who are like, oh, there's Adventure Mode, but not the original. Yes, the Evolved original games are in there as well.
That's a good ass bundle.
Yeah, so it has the original, but I mean, it's not like the original game is put in there. It's the original modes in the other game.
Oh, I see.
In this graphic, so it's like classic mode, it's called.
2D!
So I gave that game a 10 out of 10 because it was fucking awesome. Because the music was good too. You know how it does the unts, 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 and then you like explode and it goes unts, 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 unts. The other game I was playing as well was Mario Kart 8, which you got me.
Mm-hmm.
And I downloaded the DLC right away.
The one you had to pay for, right?
Yeah, yes, the one you had to pay for.
Not all DLCs.
As soon as I put it in, there was an offer for a Mercedes-Benz DLC, which was free. So I downloaded that, which is so stupid, but whatever.
But it's Mercedes. It's the commercial. Have you seen the commercial?
Yeah, I saw it.
I think it's cool. It looks nice. I like the way the car looks.
Yeah, it's so dumb. It's like,
I know, Mercedes? But
it's cute. I'm not saying, I'm not denying it. Like, I don't feel like Frank Grimes this time. It's a stupid DLC, you have to admit. It's like Mario Kart and fucking all of a sudden Coke DLC. You're like, why?
But if it's free, you'll just take it.
I'll take it. No complaints here. So then I bought the other DLC, which the second half will be in March for some reason, where you get like the villager from Animal Crossing and you get like three more, or how many tracks? Four more tracks, I think. Anyways, because I ordered it already, I got like eight different Yoshis, like different Yoshi colors, and eight different Shy Guy colors, which is pretty nice.
Yeah.
And also I got Link now and his little Epona motorcycle.
Motorcycle, yeah.
There's a Hyrule level, which is pretty fucking awesome. a Hyrule track. I got Tanuki Mario, which again, it's a fucking skin. So now there's three Marios in my fucking Mario Kart 8. But anyways, it was only $12, so I'm like, this is definitely worth it for all the content you're getting. And yeah. I was actually playing with my wife before we started the podcast, which is weird. She actually recommended. She never plays games with me or even understands why I play games. But yeah, she's like, they want to play Mario Kart? I was like, absolutely. So I went and got the remote controller. I grabbed the Wii U. I'm like, yeah, let's do this. So we played Mario Kart 8 together, which is actually pretty cute.
As long as you guys had fun and you don't hate each other. At the end
no,
of the
no.
Night.
I was like telling her, like, when you go off a ramp, press this button. She's like, no. I'm like, all right, I tried. but yeah, Mario Kart 8, fucking awesome game. I can't wait to finish playing everything I have to play so I can just sit back and enjoy Mario Kart 8. Because I want to, like, 100... I want to gold star everything, because last time I had the game was for review, and I just beat it to say I beat the game. I didn't, like, try to get 3 stars and everything.
Okay.
So that's my goal. And the last game I played was Batman Arkham Origins Blackgate for 3DS. I finally passed that fucking game.
Finally?
Yeah.
How would you think, huh?
Was
it, huh?
It was okay.
It was okay?
Yeah.
Alright.
It was okay. I mean, you know. The last part was kind of a pain in the ass, because after you kill the Joker, you find out that the Catwoman is
actually the Joker.
No, I'm gonna spoil it. The game, no one's gonna play it. This is not Black. This is not Origins. This is Blackgate Origins, the one for 3DS. And I realized I just said Oranges. After Catwoman. Did I say Black Cat last time?
No, I can't remember. Now I'm thinking you said it because now you're mentioning it. I don't think you did though.
Catwoman is like helping you throughout the whole game, because remember this is Origins. They just like kind of met sort of. And then she's like, haha, she's betraying you the whole time. But the whole time she's like working for someone. She doesn't actually betray you. She is doing a job. But at the end, after you fucking fight the Joker, you fight the Penguin, you fight, you know, whatever, enemies. And then you have to go all over the fucking Arkham Asylum, or not Arkham Asylum, Blackgate, looking for fucking bombs on security guards. There's 5 of them. They're easy to do. It's just a lot of backtracking. It's like, oh, okay, you're over here all the way on this side of the map. Now come all the way to this side of the map. And because the map is in 2D and the fucking levels are in 3D, it's really hard to tell if I should be above or below this fucking green circle. So I keep climbing, and then the circle gets smaller, and I keep climbing down. The circle gets bigger. I'm like, I don't know. There's one ladder. What the fuck you want me to do?
Climb down.
So I beat the game for 3DS. I don't know. I guess you can get it. And before, this isn't another game I've been playing, but this is something I did get for review, which I did not expect, which was Watch Dogs for the Wii U.
Yeah, and you haven't played that yet.
I've played an hour of it so far. Meh. The reason why I didn't expect it is because Ubisoft usually hates us.
They don't send us anything.
They don't send us anything ever. And last time I did ask them for something, they kind of yelled at us. And then I asked for Watch Dogs and, in October, I think. And I didn't get any reply back or anything. And then I had a FedEx thing on Monday saying, like, you know, that they came by and dropped it. And I was like, what, Call of Duty maybe? I don't know. I don't remember asking for anything. And yeah, so it was Watch Dogs for the Wii U, which just came out this week, which we'll talk about in news. But that's all the games I've been playing. I'll put up the review for Watch Dogs when that gets up. I've been busy on the site like crazy this week, man. I had so many articles go up, and nobody cares. So here are the games that came out this week, or last week, I should say, for November 9th. I don't think there was anything really big came out. Sonic Boom came out with a score of 2.
And you bought it.
No, I didn't. Sonic. Remember I told you Sega wasn't giving any review copies?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why, because Sonic Boom is a terrible looking game. People were saying it's almost as terrible as Sonic the Hedgehog, the 2006 version.
Oh.
Yeah.
I can't believe that.
Assassin's Creed Unity came out, which has been getting mediocre scores.
Yeah, really bad.
Lego Batman 3 Beyond Gotham came out, which you could play as Kevin Smith for some reason. Don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, he wrote for Batman, but that's the one where he's like, "Bat, what are you retarded?"
Conan O'Brien's also in the Lego one too.
Really?
Yeah, I read it somewhere.
Why am I not in it?
Maybe you are.
Oh my god, it'd be amazing. And then Five Nights at Freddy's came out for PC. Five Nights at Freddy's 2, I should say. That's it. That's all that came out last week. This week, from the week of November 17 to... Did I go too far back? I did. This is what came out last week. Far Cry 4 came out.
Yeah. I heard... Good thing I remember telling you about that, how you can beat the game in 15 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
And you get an alternate ending, which people actually liked.
Yeah.
I thought that was weird. I thought it was
weird. Do you want to explain that?
Essentially, basically, for the start of the game, don't do anything. 15 minutes.
You just stand there for 15 minutes?
You just sit there tied up 15 minutes, and the guy comes back and it triggers the ending. Huh. An ending, not the ending. But people actually enjoyed it. I saw clips of it, you know, of like, I saw the video of it. I didn't understand it because I never played the Far Cry game or any of its series. But it seemed cool. I don't know if it's the ultimate ending's like jaw-dropping kind of like moment, but it seemed like the stuff that they revealed was kind of like, no way. But yeah. So if you want an alternate ending when you play the game, when you start it up, don't do anything 15 minutes.
That's really
when you're tied up in the chair and the guy's like, I'll be right back. He comes back. That's the amazing part.
Did you see how they decorated the bus stop?
On, yeah.
They decorated Far Cry 4?
I didn't know if... It's funny because I didn't know if that was part of Far Cry 4. Or if that was... what was it? Something else? Like, I didn't know if it was, like, some sort of, like, medieval times theme would just happen to have a Far Cry 4 poster.
Yeah.
But then I saw a posting online where, you know, they had the same thing in their logo. So I'm like, okay, so it is...
Yeah, I took a photograph for those who are wondering, and I put it on twitter.com/theparentnerds. So you can see it there.
Cool.
Because I was like, oh, that's cool. Even one of the moms were like, with her kids, isn't that neat? I'm like, you have no idea what the fuck this is for to you. For Far Cry. I've never played Far Cry. So technically, I don't know what it's for either. But yeah, that came out. Dragon Age Inquisition, are you getting that?
No.
My friend at work was telling me about it, and she was saying how the game does not use, like, the controls are fucked.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like I think games are just being rushed too quick. And
oh, but that's okay. Fuckers.
You know, you buy at your own risk.
Fuckers. Watch Dogs for Wii U came out, which I have, and I'll tell you how it is maybe next week. Middle Earth. Shadow of Mordor, or Shadows, as Scott would say, call out, came out for Xbox. Never Alone came out for PS4 and PC. Little Big Planet 3 came out for PS3, really? And PS4. See? Should be out for PS4 only. Stupid. Battlefield 4 Final Stand is out for PS4. Minecraft Xbox One Edition is out for Xbox One. Blood Rain Betrayal came out for PC. Nothing really too crazy came out last week. Sonic Shadow Dimensions. No, that's Spider-Man. And the games that came out this week on Black Friday, we have a lot of fucking games coming up. It's just disgusting. Let's see. Rise Son of Rome came out for PC in the UK. I don't think anything came out this week. Was there? Am I missing something?
New releases? No. I don't
know. Yeah. Tales from Borderlands is episode one.
Tales of Borderlands, it came out or you pre-ordered?
Came out 26, it says here, for Xbox One and Xbox
360. Weird, because I was just looking online. It says pre-order now.
Weird. Maybe they're fucked up here. Geometry Wars 3 Dimensions came out, obviously, this week, like I said. A Little Big Planet PS Vita Marvel Superhero Edition came out for the Vita. Monopoly Plus? I don't know. Nothing really too crazy came out. Alright, well, nothing came out. Escape from Dead Island came out. For Xbox 360, PS3, and PC, getting mediocre scores, which I'm not surprised.
That's a new one, right?
And of course, Super Smash Bros. For Wii U came out last week. Forgot to mention that. Which I already have. Which I haven't got a chance to play yet, which really sucks. Well, I played a bit. But fucking eight... Ugh, I'll talk about it after. Eight player mode is fucking great.
I know,
great.
I've seen some videos of it.
Oh, so good. Oh, anyways, up next, news.
Uh-huh. Hello there. This is Mickey Mouse, unofficially. You're listening to the Paranerds Podcast, right, Pikachu?
Yeah.
Don't tell Disney.
Oh, is that true?
Are you ready for the summer? Are you ready for the... I must say, people who are listening, I have noticed that our podcast has been fucking up during the recording. Remember all those times before where the microphone would fuck up?
Fuck up in what? Like weird popping noises?
It would do like...
Okay, what's the issue?
But now I have a microphone from Rockstar or DJ Hero. Or not DJ Hero. Rap Battle, or fuck the game is called. That part's fine. The audio is crystal clear. The problem is that the recording seems to be doing this weird thing where I'll be like, do you agree, Rooster? And he hears, yeah. And you, yeah? And then you'll talk the same time I talk.
Seems like a delay.
It is a delay, which is weird because there's not much I can do. I've tried fixing it. There's nothing I can do. So if this is happening now, I really do apologize, and there's nothing I can do to fix it. If anyone knows how to fix it, please email me at kevinapparenters.com and let me know because I can't do anything about it. I've only noticed that this happened since MP3 Skype recorder has been updated. So
Yeah, because all the other podcasts aren't like that.
No, they're not. It's only like the last three or four podcasts that I've noticed where halfway through it'll sound like me and you are talking like
over each other
or like I'll hear your response before you respond, which is weird.
Got you from the future?
That's weird, man. So if it's happening now, I apologize. I don't know. But we are now in
News.
Yes, we are now in news. So I've always
news.
Attaboy, this is why I keep you around. I've noticed, or I've wanted to, by my original plan. Hold you.
News.
My original plan with the PS4 and the Vita was to buy a PS4 and a Vita. That was my original plan. Okay.
But
I'm only buying a PS4 and no longer buying a Vita because I have a child on the way. So I think that's a little, like, you know, it's understandable. Instead of buying a Vita that's $300, I should probably put that $300 towards something that's useful. Mostly because I only wanted a Vita just because I had gift cards at work.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm only buying a PS4. But for those who do have a Vita, Sony will refund consumers over deceiving PlayStation Vita ads.
What was the ads that were deceived?
So, Sony stretched the truth of the PS Vita's capabilities in early advertisements for the handheld, and now the company is paying the price for misleading consumers. They agreed to a settle with the Federal Trade Commission that the game and hardware maker engaged in false advertising for the Vita. They said that Sony claimed that the Vita enabled gamers to pause any PS3 game and pick playing from anywhere using the Vita's cross-save capability. The problem is that cross-save only worked for a handful of PC PS3 games, and the functionality varied from release to release, but the advertising made it seem like it worked for every PS3 title.
Mm-hmm.
Sony also failed to mention that you needed to buy both the PS3 and Vita versions to use this feature.
Yeah, see, well, it's funny, because yeah, I remember that. I always thought that you just need to buy the one game.
That's what I thought, too. And, like, remote play over it, right?
Yeah, well, how long ago was that? You know what I mean? Like, this is a while.
Like, that's why, like, most games come with both versions. Like, if you buy Retro City Rampage, it comes with a Vita version and a PS3 version for that reason.
At least they found a solution to, you know, to do it.
Just like Battle Royale, All-Star, whatever the fuck, it comes with both versions. So, anyways. The terms of the settlement prevent Sony from making misleading claims in the future. The company must also refund $25 in cash or credit or a $50 merchandise voucher to anyone who bought a Vita before June 1st, 2012. If you're eligible, Sony will send you a notice by email. The FCC also claimed that Sony implied gamers could use 3G wireless on Vita to play live multiplayer games when they actually never worked. So you can read the whole complaint against Sony here.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they get for false advertising. They, before June 2012, I'm pretty sure they sold millions of copies. Maybe not millions, but they sold quite a bit. So this definitely hurt them a little.
Watch Dogs shifts to Wii U.
Do you have the Assassin's Creed Unity thing open? Because for some reason that's the first one online.
The first one on yours?
Yep.
My mistake. Let's go with that one first. Assassin's Creed Season Pass canceled. Ubisoft giving free game and DLC. So Assassin's Creed has been a nightmare. I can only imagine.
For the record, that title's a little deceiving. It's not. It says giving free game and DLC. It's the free game is not Assassin's Creed Unity. It's a selection of a few games that they have, and then a DLC.
Yeah, that's true.
Because it's like, you know, Assassin's Creed Unity Season Pass canceled, Ubisoft giving free game and DLC. Like, what? I don't know. When I first read it, I thought they were giving Assassin's Creed Unity for free.
I guess I can see that. If you're fucking stupid.
Probably.
Damon here with IGN News.
But anyways, yeah,
Walmart
so
has a
the game
matching service
has had
a very much so.
Find it online and provide proof.
A lot of problems.
Do you want to explain some of them? You probably know more than I do.
Not
the characters
so much.
Falling
just
through floors,
of
characters stuck in haze.
Yeah, flying through the sky, ships flying, characters missing.
They're looking like
textures.
Mars Attack characters.
Yeah, like there's a lot of issues with it. I guess that's what you get for releasing a game way too quick.
And then trying to patch it.
And, you know, exactly. So a lot of people were not satisfied with it, and there were many complaints, and Ubisoft is like up, you know, for nomination of worst company of the year. I'm interested to know how that turns out at the end of the year.
And also doesn't help that Assassin's Creed is filled with microtransactions.
Yeah. But they did go ahead and, you know, They canceled the season pass because they don't want to sell
shit.
It's
because they're not selling shit. I think that they're like, oh, fuck. People are so pissed off. No one's going to buy a season pass. Let's cancel it. Just like they did with Batman Arkham Origins for the Wii U version. Where they canceled the season pass. Because they're like, and they canceled the DLC. They're like, no one's going to buy this. Did I offend you?
Okay. No, I just, I didn't know much about it myself.
Oh, yeah, so that's what they did with the Batman game on the Wii U. They canceled all the DLC for it. Which I was pissed off. Anyway, so it seems...
Yeah, because you're the one buyer. Yeah,
well, I never bought Batman. I was going to until they canceled the DLC. so in doing so, they're canceling Season Pass and they're giving DLC, The Dead Kings, for free and a free Ubisoft game. So for those who bought the Season Pass already.
Yeah, only for those. So you get your refund, you get a free game, which is listed at the bottom. Far Cry, Watch Dogs, Assassin's Creed Black Flag, Rayman Legends, or Just Dance 2015.
Yeah.
Or The Crew.
So Konami did the same thing. I forgot for what system. I think it was Metal Gear 3D. Or if you had it, they'd give you a free game or something. They fucked up somehow as well. But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's the next one you have?
The next one I have, well, is the Watch Dogs Shift 2.
Okay, so Watch Dogs finally came out for the Wii U after like a 7-month delay.
Like from its original release.
The ones that came out on Xbox 360 and PS3. It was supposed to come out on the Wii U, and then it got delayed by like 7 months. It just came out, like I said, I just got it. And nothing. No one cares. So why should I even review the game? Maybe that's why they gave me a review copy. They're like, we have so many. Just take it.
Just get rid of it.
Give that little fat guy who keeps asking us for fucking games that we don't want. Nobody expected Ubisoft Watch Dogs to do well, but 14th is even lower than anyone would have thought. However, it is around as low as the game deserves. It was released 6 months after all other versions of the game and lacks most of the DLC that other systems have received. Ubisoft recently announced that Watch Dogs would be the last mature game on Nintendo Wii U, citing poor sales as their reason for ditching the platform. Given the poor performance of the game, that holds water until you consider that another recently released mature game, Bayonetta 2, plays first on the console and is launched.
Well,
it's because you waited 6 months.
Watch Dogs didn't send
a game.
Yeah, exactly. At that point, the hype was out. People didn't want it anymore. Time goes by, man.
But I can say, because I never played Watch Dogs before, and it does look pretty on the Wii U. I could say that.
You'll probably enjoy it.
I mean... Probably.
Probably.
But yeah, so I don't know why you would release it six. Like, I heard it's because they wanted to make the map work on the gamepad, but does that really take 6 months to do? Maybe. I don't know. I'm not a programmer.
Maybe. Oh, I ain't a developer.
Anyways, next one.
Next one, we got the Battlefield 5.
Battlefield 5 release date, news, and updates. EA says fifth sequel will return to military shooter after Battlefield Hardline.
I thought they were calling Battlefield Hardline Battlefield 5, so that's why when I first read, I was like, no, this is just Battlefield Hardline. But they actually are releasing a Battlefield 5 which in 2016. So Battlefield 4 came out 2014, I guess 15. I guess 2 years isn't
after
too
Battlefield
bad.
Game that already came out, though. Hardline is 5, let's be honest. You can call it...
No, it's but Hardline is the Bad Company.
No, Bad Company is its own series.
It's the in-between. It's the in-between. It's just to make some cash to fund
the Assassin's Creed Revelations to Assassin's Creed 4.
I don't know. Well, maybe. I don't know if that's what it would be. Like, because when they made Bad Company 1, it was in between Battlefield and Battlefield 2, I believe. When they made Bad Company 2, it was between Battlefield 2 and Battlefield 3. Then, now they're they didn't do anything for... I don't know. Probably
hear
you can hear it.
I'm always looking around my...
Oh, it's all the way at my charger.
No, that's fine. I'm just always looking around my living room like, what is that noise?
You must find it. But between Battlefield 3 and 4, there was no, filler. So now, Battlefield 4, they're releasing Hardline. It's not going to be as large, I don't believe, because it's going to be just Cops and Robbers type of style. There may not be many game modes, who knows. But I just think it's just so they could make a quick buck or at least get enough funding so they could continue on Battlefield 5. And the fact that it's 2 years from now, I'm almost certain Battlefield 5 is going to be like over the top. There's going to be some sort of thing that they're adding, freaking destructible Earth or something. I don't know. But it's going to be essentially the same thing, but maybe more visuals, more vehicles. They say they're going back to their roots.
Yeah,
I don't
Resident
know
Evil said that 20 back, times already.
Would it be considered like back in World War like 2? Is that what
I
they
think
mean?
Back to
like,
the original how the game was. I don't know. Fuck if I know.
I don't know. Yeah, so I'm interested seeing that come up, but I guess it's not too bad since it is 2 years later. I guess now in today's society, if you wait more than a year, people are afraid they might forget about you.
That's what it feels like.
So they're kind of like, yeah, it feels like shit. If we don't release one next year, no one's even gonna know what the hell Call of Duty is.
I kind of see.
So, but at the same time, now they have three companies that do Call of Duty. They have Treyarch.
Sledgehammer.
What was the other? Sledgehammer is a new one, and then I forgot what the third one was. Infinity Ward. Yeah, so now.
I'm surprised I knew all three. Fuck.
Said, yeah,
I don't know
so
my wife's name.
You'll have. That's why like this Advanced Warfare was different because it was Sledgehammer's first approach in doing it. They're going to probably. They now have 3 years to work on their next version. So we will be getting a Call of Duty every year.
There's a company working on it.
But now it's from that company specifically, you'll be getting it from them every 3 years, meaning they actually have time to make their game. You know what I mean? So instead of every 2 years, they're pressured to make it. Now it's every 3 years, giving them a bit more time, which could be a good thing for Call of Duty. I don't know. I guess time will tell.
What was that thing you kept saying at the beginning?
You know.
Yeah, fair enough. Scam tricks Walt into selling $90 PS4s.
Yeah, I heard of this one actually. That guy made a listing on Amazon for PS4 for $90. Took it to Walmart. Walmart saw it. They went on the website. They saw it. It's there. You can buy it for $90. So
they
price
the
matched.
Website,
you just go to Amazon.com.
But someone made it though.
And you go. Yeah, you can post your own stuff. Like, when you go buy, sometimes you don't even get it directly from Amazon. Sometimes Amazon's kind of like the middle person. Like, because sometimes I'll be like, oh, because usually Amazon ships within the week. So I'd be buying something, then
I
realize
it's
coming
from
a place
put it as $90.
Hong Kong, and it takes like 6 months. Yeah, and then Amazon approved of it because it is listed and the product's there. So, you know, it's kind of official. And then, you know, Walmart price matches all that stuff. So that's... Them seeing that it's from Amazon, it's more kind of like, well, Amazon's doing it. Amazon's like the Walmart of the internet. Why not?
We had to check the website ourselves, too.
You had to check .ca because they didn't go with .coms. So, yeah, and they did their due diligence. They checked. They saw it. $90. They sold it to the people for $90. But apparently, they're investigating. They're looking for these people.
Well, they
have
debit cards and
stuff like that, right? Yeah, they're going to... These people
are
going to be deep shit.
Are they the ones who did the scam?
They're the ones
put it on the site.
They're the ones who put it, and they're the ones who brought the flag. Because no one would know to check specifically. Like, it may not have been, you know,
saying,
PlayStation 4
that, Walmart
as the title.
Does it. It's like, I didn't fuck up. Walmart fucked up.
Yeah, if you happen to come across that listing and you went, you know, they might investigate you, but if you sincerely had nothing to do with it, they're not going to find anything. And they can't take it back, like, the system away from you because you were just a customer. Exactly, but... from what the story that I heard is the people who bought it were the people who made the posting.
Sucks to be so they're gonna redo their policy thingy. Fuck, imagine buying a PS4 for $90. I'd buy that and an Xbox One.
Yeah. And it came with, you know, two bonus games. I don't know, who knows, maybe. But all I know is their idiotic, you know, decision kind of or most likely is going to hurt many people who use Amazon for the official price matching. Now, you know, Walmart would be like, we don't do Amazon anymore. And even though it's official and legit,
I don't think they
you
should
know,
do Amazon. Amazon is, you can't hold, like when they do these price matches, it makes so much stress on the employers.
The way I think it should be done, it should not be any online posting unless it's an online posting of a physical place. So if you went to Best Buy and Future Shop had it, you know what I mean? Meaning you can go to Future Shop right now and pick it off that shelf.
Because the price online is the same price on the shelf.
Price.
Yeah.
Exactly. If you can go there and pick it up for that price, then they should price match. But Amazon isn't a physical... You can't just... For all I know, Walmart can say, go ahead, buy. Like, I guess they really shouldn't say that, but... I don't know. I don't think online stores like Amazon should be considered for price matching.
Sega wishes PlayStation happy 20th birthday on Saturn's 20th anniversary. So they put on Twitter, it's Sega Saturn's 20th anniversary. You believe that, dude? Sega Saturn came out 20 years ago?
I don't even think I have that one open, but damn.
And PlayStation 20th anniversary. Actually, we even released a PlayStation 2 controller in this shape. Congratulations for PlayStation 2's 20th anniversary. Sega said that. Isn't that weird? And they showed a picture of a controller that they made that has the logo on it. It's pretty cool. It says Sega PlayStation. So weird.
There it is. I'm looking. Oh, they do it. Okay, never mind. Now I see it. Okay. No, I had it, but for some reason it was Sony. Like the PlayStation logo, so I thought we just talked about it and I canceled it.
I thought that was cute. Now here's another thing that kind of confused the hell out of me. This next one is saying more than 14 million Super Smash Bros. Games sold in North America.
How is that even possible? There's only 7 million here's in the world.
This is where Nintendo almost got me into trouble on N4G because people were emailing me saying I'm making up false claims for clickbait. Nintendo's press release said more than the whole thing was about Super Smash Bros. Wii U. They said more than 14 million Super Smash Bros. Games sold in North America. Now, think about that title. Technically, by mistake, I did this. Okay? What does that mean to you?
When the 14 million Smash games sold in North America? I don't
know. Super Smash Bros. Games, not the one for the Wii U, in total. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
The franchise. Since 1999, in total, 14 million Super Smash Bros.
14
games.
Million sold. Yeah, I can see the confusion.
So I put that up on N4G saying that, and in the first line I said, holy crappers, from November 21st to November 23, more than 500... I originally put more than 14 million physical and digital units of sold Super Smash Bros. That was my mistake, because of the... I thought it was a lot, that's why I wrote holy crappers. I mean, 14 million!
Yeah, I know, I'm like, 14 million?
And then people started calling me out on it, saying that this website has 500,000, and you say 14 million. Where are you getting it from? You're making this up, your bullshit site and all that. And I was like, I swear to you, that's what Nintendo said in the press release. And then I looked at what Nintendo... I had to read it like 20 times to be like, oh, it just says Super Smash Brothers. It doesn't say Super Smash Brothers for Wii U. Even though the whole fucking press release is about Super Smash Brothers for Wii U.
Like, why would they even, like, I don't get why they would even talk about that now. I'm more interested to know the information released of the new one. Like, you know, on the first week, the first day, we had 14 million copies. I was like, wow, that's news. Not like, you know, let's take it back. You know, we've sold 14 million in the whole front. It's like, yeah, that's something you tell us after, not, you know, we want to know what numbers
so
are today.
Like, that almost got me into trouble because I was like, I swear, this is what it said. Like, I don't make things up for press or for hits, right? I mean, I could if I wanted to, like most sites do, but I don't make, like, here's the press release from Nintendo, okay? Let's see if I can open it. I deleted it out of anger. I was like, oh yeah, so here it is. If you're ever going to, if you were going to diagram an equation for a record-breaking software launch, it would probably look something like this. Popular franchise, in brackets, more than 14 million Super Smash Bros. Games sold in North America, plus demand, and has been 6 years since the last Super Smash Bros. Console game, plus a new game benefits from heightened awareness for the franchise coming on the heels of the Super Smash Bros. From Nintendo 3DS game. Does that say anywhere in there that it's only the Smash series? And it's...
No.
Here, the subject is... Super Smash Bros. For Wii U is the fastest selling Wii U game ever in North America. So, would that be wrong for me to...
Franchise?
You know what
I mean?
I don't know. So, that's why. Yeah. So, I apologize for anyone who got confused. I had to do an update saying, in total, more than 14 million Super Smash Bros. Games, meaning the series of Super Smash Bros., beginning to now, were sold in North America. Over 500,000 copies were sold over the weekend, from November 21st to November 23.
Even 500,000.
Exactly. Well, especially after you thought it was 14 million.
Yeah, maybe because Christmas is coming, so people are waiting for the deals. So I'm interested to know what the actual sale numbers are after Christmas and Boxing Week. Because it's probably going to be tremendous. A lot, maybe even 14 million. So therefore, your article is...
Well, that's
not
the thing.
A lie.
Besides that first line I wrote, which was a mistake, the headline technically is as misleading as the press release I got. So, yeah, more than 14 million Super Smash Bros. Games sold in North America? That is true. There's a picture of Super Smash Bros. For Wii U? That's the same picture that was in the press release. Now you understand my confusion. Sometimes being a journalist is hard. The only difference is I'm not reporting on a person who's dead. who's actually alive, so true. I don't feel so bad. Also, I'm not a real journalist, so there's that. Also, stop yelling at me, people. Everyone's yelling at me.
Journalists have feelings, too.
I'm not a journalist, but people are like, stop buying the games, then.
But they also have feelings. Journalists do have feelings, TV? Though.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. They get paid. I don't. So yeah, there's that. This defective Samus amiibo has two arm cannons, which
that I wish I saw myself. I would have bought it. You know, one day
I think it's gonna be worth it. $14 million over the weekend. I gotta buy an amiibo. I just have to buy one just to say I have it.
Well, you gotta buy it soon because you get the other one half off or the other one free or some shit like that. Yeah, there's like a Black Friday thing. I just want them as action figures. I was listening to
another podcast, and I heard that... Here's what an amiibo is. It's a memory card. It's a memory card. What?
Saving your stuff?
You save your character from your 3DS and put it on as amiibo. Scan the amiibo on your Wii U, and there you go. You can use the same settings. Because remember, you could customize your characters in Smash Brothers. So, there you go. Instead of recreating the characters, just do that. Which I was disappointed in Smash Brothers for Wii U. I have to start the game all over again.
I thought the only thing that transfers is
your fighters. Your Miis and stuff. And I also did play the game on my 3DS, which is really weird. But why would I want to do that? Because control's so much better on the Wii U. Zombie U 2 listed on Amazon France by mistake.
So a mistake as in the sense that Zombie U 2 is the mistake? Or the fact that it was leaked? I didn't even think Zombie U would have had
Zombie
a sequel.
U was... Yeah,
would you?
I mean, it was good. It wasn't great.
But a sequel great?
But a second chance great. Put it that way. Like, the first one wasn't bad. It's just that the Wii U, it came out when the Wii U had nothing and no one was buying it. Like, I recommend everyone buy it. It's good. It's a pretty decent, like, zombie game. You haven't played anything like this before. Except for Left 4 Dead and Resident Evil and Dead Island and... I didn't put this on my... I was going to say, I didn't put this in my top 10 zombie games, but that's because it's not a massacre game. There's like one or two zombies every once in a while. Also, no top 10 this month. You know why? Because I'm fucking tired and people keep yelling at me. It's the holidays.
Leave us alone.
Yeah, Americans and your crazy Thanksgivings in November. Our things with October. Anyways, Amazon France...
Man, I could so go for a Thanksgiving dinner.
Amazon France recently put up an entry on its website for Zombie U 2. Shortly after Zoo Video Forum member spotted listing, it was removed. Amazon also includes an October 17, 2015 release date, though that's likely not final or true. Did I offend you?
No.
I just love when you go silent. Yeah. And this is not gaming related, but I thought it was really cool. Reboot of Reboot gets a title.
Now, is it official? Is it real? Because like, if you scroll down like on the GIF file, like it says LOL Psych. So
what do you mean, LOL
is it a
psych?
Joke? Well, scroll down to the GIF that's playing.
I just see them doing Reboot.
So what? What are you talking about? Oh no, just above that one.
LOL Psych. No, it's not.
Yeah, so it's like, so is it a psych? Is it a joke? Because it's too long,
kind of moment
here.
I knew that they were remaking this thing for a while now. So the Reboot series TV show, which is Canadian, I might add, new title is called Reboot: The Guardian Code.
We'll
most likely just call this one The Guardian Code to separate it from the Reboot.
But the reboot's just called Reboot. Why can't this be Reboot? I guess they don't want to make it seem like it's a prequel, sequel, whatever. It's just a reboot.
But the it's good to see that icon again and like brand new. Mm-hmm. So good. Anyways, we normally go into the deals of the week now, but the thing is so big that we actually have to do another segment. Just so I can close this and save, because Black Friday is crazy, and there's so many deals that we actually need another segment. So up next, some crazy-ass deals for Black Friday.
You are listening to the Pinheads Podcast.
It's letter time.
Remember when we used to get emails?
That was a good time. Remember when Anna used to send us stuff?
Oh, yeah, Anna, wherever you are. Maybe she got upset with our recording being all buggered up.
Maybe she's waiting for the glove and never got it.
No, she got the gloves.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways.
Na, 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 na.
So, yes, deals of the week. whole segment for you crazy Americans, you crazy Black Friday. First thing, let's go through the original normal ones. Xbox Live games have been revealed for December.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What are they?
So if you have Xbox One, the game that will be free is called Worms Battlegrounds.
Okay, a Worms game, that's cool.
And for Xbox 360 is The Raven.
What?
It's an arcade title, and it's going to go from December 1st to the 15th, which is originally $10.
And then?
And from the 16th to the 31st, SSX.
I don't even think I'm going to bother wasting my bandwidth on that.
No, SSX is worth it. I bought that game for $10 as...
I just don't see myself playing it. You know what I mean? I just don't see myself playing it.
But it's a really good game. It's only 2 gigs.
I guess.
This month's free game was Red Faction Guerrilla. In case you missed it, go download it. You only have a couple more days left.
And yeah, last month was Viva Pinata.
If you like Viva Pinata, which I haven't played yet. Getting down in Jermaine. I'm so funny. And also, Club Nintendo rewards have been updated.
Okay.
So if you're a Club Nintendo member, which means that you have, I don't know, you go on to Club Nintendo once in a while and just do stuff. The free games that they finally updated will last until December 14th, include the games Pilot Wings for 200 coins or $200 for the Wii U. This is the Super Nintendo version, not the S64 one that you're probably thinking of. Vegas Stakes for Wii U, 200 coins. I don't know what that is. Clue Clue Land for Wii. Remember, this is a Wii title. They only played it on the Wii for 200 coins, which is not worth that. Pop Up Suit for 250 coins for the Wii. Are you fucking mad? Are you mad?
Are you insane?
That's a crazy price. I mean, that's terrible. Don't get it. Tokyo Crash Mobs for the 3DS. It's a weird looking indie game. Kirby's Pinball Land for 150 coins for Nintendo 3DS, a Game Boy game. Metroid 2, again, for Nintendo 3DS, it's a Game Boy game for 150 coins, and a game called Starship Defense for Nintendo 3DS for 200 coins. Nothing here is worth it. Nothing. There's nothing there to get. So keep your coins. Do not spend your coins now. God damn it, they're so bad at this. And on Xbox, they're having a sale, which includes Battlefield 4 DMR Shortcut Kit. It's $5. Wolf Among Us Episode 4. What am I looking on? Everyday Value. Whoops. I'm like, well, these aren't all normal prices. Like, who gives a shit? It's because I clicked on the wrong one. It's deals with gold. Gold, not Everyday Value. If you're an Xbox 360 member, the games that are on sale this week is, if you're on Xbox One, Need for Speed Rivals is 35% off, Defense Grid 2 is 50% off, and Strider is 50% off. Now, for Xbox 360 members, F1 2014 is $43 instead of $65. My God, that's not a deal at all. Strider is $8 instead of $15. DMC, the remake of Devil May Cry, is $10 instead of $30. That's a pretty good deal. $20 off. DMC HD Collection is $10 instead of $30. That's a pretty good deal. Resident Evil 4 is $6.59 instead of $20. I guess that's okay. Bound by Flame is $20 instead of $40. Contrast is $6 instead of $15. Wait until that goes a little bit lower. We had that for a review. Final Exam is $5 instead of $10. Super Time Force is $9 instead of $15. And Slender, The Arrival, is $5 instead of $10. So, yeah, but remember, those are just the regular deals. Now let's jump into some fucking crazy-ass Black Friday deals. So first things first, PlayStation Store is offering a co-op gaming sale starting today, and you can save up to 65%. It's a lot of games. So it's mostly co-op games. So it includes Battlefield 3 for $3.99 if you're a PlayStation Plus member. If not, it's $5. Bulletstorm is $5, and the funny thing is, I think Bulletstorm is single-player. Family Guy Back to the Multiverse is $10. Far Cry 3 is $14.
Wait, did you just say Battlefield 3 is $5? Wow. Now that, my friends, is a sale.
Little Big Planet 1 and 2 are both $10. Why would you get 1 and not 2? Get 2. Because 2 comes with all the DLC.
Really paying $10.
NBA Jam on Fire Edition is $5. Rayman Origins is $14, $10 if you're a PlayStation Plus member. Let me see what else here. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is $10, and I also bought Trine 2. I thought Trine 2 was a game like Torchlight or like Diablo, but it actually is a 2D side-scrolling game, and I bought it for $2. It looks really pretty. I haven't played it yet though, because I have so many games to play. So that was a PlayStation Store deal. Square Enix is doing a Black Friday sale and Cyber Monday starting today, which up to 60% off Final Fantasy XIV, A Realm Reborn, Final Fantasy XX2 HD Remastered, Dragon Card Thief, and more. I will be on sale on the Square Enix online store. You can go ahead and click on that. We have a lot of news. Nintendo is jumping on Cyber Deals, Cyber Monday, including with Wonderful 101 is $20 instead of $30 digitally. Wii Party U is $28 instead of $40, which, don't even look at that game. Mario Luigi Superstar Saga, which is a really cool game, is $6 instead of $8. Wario Land 4 is $6 instead of $8. Metroid Fusion is $6 instead of $8. Mario Luigi Dream Team is $28 instead of $40. Wario Land 2 is $3.50 instead of $5, which it's only like $1.50 off. Luigi's Mansion Dark Moon for 3DS is $28 instead of $40. Wario Land 3 is $5 instead of $3.50. And Metroid 2 Return of Samus is $4. I mean, it's $2.80 instead of $4. $2.80 instead of $4. Keep in mind, you can get this game for free right now if you have the coins.
I wouldn't spend the coins.
Of course, Steam is having their exploration sale between November 26th and December 2nd. Includes BioShock Infinite is $8.24, 75% off. Banished is $8.79. Age of Empires 2 HD Edition is $4.39. Wolfenstein: The New Order is $22.60 instead of $67. Shadow of Mordor is $36 instead of $55. Payday 2 is $33 instead of $8.24, or vice versa. And Rome 2 Emperor Edition is $16.81.
Yeah, there's also 15,000 other games you can take a look. Oh, no, 5,000 games you can take a look at.
Sale. The Evil Within is $22. The Evil Within just came out like a month ago. That's crazy.
I know. Are you gonna get insane. It? I don't know if I'd want to really play it. I heard mixed reviews on it.
Corey was telling me, he wasn't telling me, he was speaking on his podcast, but I was listening, that you can, like, fall through floors and shit, and it just sounds weird. Drive a tank, I don't know. But yeah, Civilization, I mean, sounds Evil Within up. Is $22. It's 66% off. That's fucking crazy, dog. It's crazy. Yeah, it's Steam. You know, Steam has a sale every freaking week.
Every holiday, or not holiday, but every big event, like Christmas, summer, spring, fall, name it.
Xbox 360 deals on Black Friday on the store itself, meaning the marketplace. Sniper Elite 3 is $24. Brothers is $5. Titanfall Season Pass is $6.24. Prototype 2 is $10. Amazing Spider-Man 2 is $15. Diablo 3 Reaper of Souls is $20. LA Noire is $8. Red Dead Redemption is $8. Assassin's Creed 4 is $20. Trials Fusion is $10. Valiant Hearts is $7.49. Persona 4 is... What were we going to say?
No, sorry. I have a pack of my two.
State of Decay is $6.50. Magic 2015 is $5. Gears of War 3 is $5. Gears of War 2 is $5. Gears of War, guess how much? $5. And a bunch of DLC for Gears of War is also $5 to $10. Battle Block Theater, $8. Batman Arkham City, $5. Injustice Gods Among Us, $5. Skyrim, $10. Ultra Street Fighter 4, $10. Battle Dragon Ball, Bulletstorm. Okay, here's a good one. Bulletstorm, $3.
That was a good game. Like
Burnout Paradise, $3. Crisis, $3. Kingdoms of Amalur: Reckoning, $3. I actually bought this on PlayStation because they had the sale first for $3. So I'm like, hell yeah. Mirror's Edge is $3. Need for Speed Hot Pursuit, $3. Skate, $3. Skate 2. $3. Skate 3, $4. Hitman Absolution is $5. HD Pack of Hitman is $5. Just Cause 2 is $5. Borderlands 2, $5. Soul Calibur 5, $4. Bully, $4. Midnight Club, $4. Max Payne 3, $5. And that's on the Xbox Marketplace for deals or for Black Friday. Now we're going to go away from the digital and look more in-store. So over 400 games are getting major discounts in GMG's Black Friday sale. I'm not reading you 400 games. But the highlights are 75% off Batman Arkham Origins, 75% off The Walking Dead, 25% off Bastion, and 75% off Tomb Raider Game of the Year Edition. So there's other games you can check out the GMG website. Just click on the link at the bottom. I'm not going to read you all that because you're insane. PlayStation Store just released a flash sale today as I was doing this podcast, which includes a whole bunch of games. Nothing too crazy, though. like Diablo is $20 instead of $22. FIFA 15 is $35 instead of $40. Like, it's nothing too crazy. Evil Within is $30 instead of $35. Like, it's only like $5 different, but it is a
it's a
flash sale. Why do you sound all robotic now?
I don't know why. You're robotic. Like, I don't know.
Walmart Canada Black Friday, so this is for Canadians like us. PS4 500 gigs includes The Last of Us remastered bundle with free $75 gift card. On top of that, the systems for PS4 500 gig, Grand Theft Auto 5, $449. There's just so many deals. So this is for the Walmart. Again, you can click on the ads notes at the bottom. EB Games Black Friday sale from November 28th to November 30th only. This is at EB Games, so they're giving away Grand Theft Auto 5, PS4, same editions, $450, and there's one that comes a little bit, Planet 3 digital bundle, which that would be awesome.
So why don't you get that one?
Because I don't have EB Games gift cards.
I was like, that one sounds like what you're saying.
And they have a whole bunch of them. Toys R Us Black Friday sales. This is for the States. Wii U bundle with Skyland and Swamp Force Limited Edition at $199. Nintendo 3DS handheld gaming system at $180. In store only. PlayStation 4 500 gig system bundle at $400, so that's minus $50. God, America's gonna be crazy. And up to 75% off on PlayStation 4 and Xbox One titles at Amazon Black Friday deals.
That's a lot. There's so much, man.
Xbox One Assassin's Creed bundle is $330. That's an amazing price. Metro Redux for PS4 and Xbox One is $25. Tomb Raider's Definitive Edition is $20. Infamous Second Son Standard Edition for PS4 is $20. Killzone Shadowfall Knack is $20. Like, Diablo 3 Ultimate Evil Edition is $35. Watch Dogs for Xbox One is $35. Oh my god, it's crazy. Middle Earth Shadow of Mordor just came out, right?
Yeah.
$25 on PS4 and Xbox One.
No, that's a good deal.
So, a lot of Black Friday deals. Click on the links at the bottom. I did a lot of researching on them, and you can all thank me and love me later. Love me, say that you love. Anyways, that's it. That is it for this week.
Again, I tried to
do this as a short podcast, but I couldn't. And the quality is dropping, so it's a good thing we end this when we do. You can like us on Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/theparanerds. Give a shout out to Classic Elite and forlogpc.com. Good friends of ours. I love listening to their podcast. And email your picks of the weeks too.
Rooster@Perners.com.
That's right. If you didn't understand what he said rooster@Perners.com. And you can email me at kevin@Perners.com or
rooster@Perners.com.
That's right. And that's it for this podcast. Make sure to comment and tell us how much you love us and thank me for all the deals. And if you're not down with that, I got two words for you. Suck it. Anyways, we'll talk to you guys again in 2 weeks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
It's so strange how your quality decided to dip.
Or is it your quality inside the chip?
Well, it's probably my quality, but...
So, or it could be mine.
Yours. You know what they say about dips?
What?
I put your hand up on my dip. Why am I... I put your hand up on my dip.